T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
576-7798, the phone number. Text in to 22980. This story is out of Florida.
Indeed it is. University of Florida, to be more specific. This is out of the Huffington Post. A University of Florida senior jailed on a charge of sexually assaulting a fellow student was released last week after a judge agreed he was a high-achieving student. Ian Malasky is a 21-year-old resident hall assistant. He was arrested on August 29th after a female student called university police and accused Malasky of forcibly kissing her. If you have kids in the room,
probably should have
given you that warning.
Yeah,
he tried to rape her. I don't need to give you the specifics of exactly what he did, but he tried to rape her. He pinned her to his bed and he tried to rape her. Malasky was jailed on charges of battery and false imprisonment with bond set at $125,000. Scroll down. My screen's really big. Okay. A judge later ordered him released on his own recognizance, agreeing with an emergency defense motion that described Malasky as a high-achieving student. Mm. The bail reduction motion said Malasky is set to graduate in May of 2020 with a double major and personally performed more than 210 hours of community service in the last 2 years. The motion also argued that he needed to help his parents get ready for Hurricane Dorian and tend to his double major as a senior about to graduate. The woman, identified only as a UF sophomore, told officers that Malasky called her drunkenly and said he needed water on the night of August 25th, according to a police report. She said she walked Malasky back to his room, but he kept trying to make out with her despite her protests. After she continued to refuse his advances, he reportedly grabbed her by the wrists and said, quote, "I want to sleep with you." When the woman tried to leave Malasky's room, he grabbed her, picked her up off the floor, and pinned her to his bed, where he attempted to rape her. He did some things. We don't need to detail there. Mm-hmm. The young woman told police she eventually escaped, returned to her dorm room. Later that night, she awoke in her bed and found Malasky trying to lie next to her. A friend of the woman who had been sleeping in the dorm room next door woke up from the commotion and yelled at Malasky to leave. The bail motion explained that the incident was a misunderstanding among platonic friends fueled by alcohol.
Oh, okay.
The judge's name is not mentioned in local news reports about the case. That's probably a good thing to keep that judge from getting any kind of threat. Ordered Malasky to have no contact with the victim and banned him from returning to Sarasota and Alachua counties where the university is located, except for court appointments or events related to the school. He was also ordered to wear a GPS monitor. So the question on the table, I suspect, is him being a good student, which is basically the argument. He does a lot of community service. He needed to get back to help his family prepare for Hurricane Dorian. And him being a high-achieving student as a double minor, proper justification for not keeping him, not holding him in jail until his next court date. That's what we're talking about. He's only been charged. He's not been convicted. So we're not talking about a judge giving him a break on sentencing. We're talking about a judge saying, instead of holding you behind bars until your next court date, we're going to let you off the hook and release you on your own recognizance because of these things. What's he charged with? What did I say that the charges? Maybe I don't have it. Sexual assault. I mean, that's what he's accused of.
On a charge of sexually assaulting a...
Yeah.
Now, this isn't... When I read this... Well, how about this? Let's line up phone calls. If you want to jump in on this, 576-7798. Is it okay that he got a break from the judge because he's a high-achieving student, because he has a good GPA? Is it okay to let him go, you know, not be held? 576-7798. We'll talk about it. We'll get to your calls and your text messages at 22980.
Let me ask this question also. Let me flip it because this is what we've done before. Would it have been okay if he was a bad student, if he was a you know, not high achieving student, if he had, you know, barely make it at academic probation, if he wasn't a good student, if he wasn't doing volunteer work, would it have been okay for this judge to have set a higher bond or to have ordered him held for longer if the opposite were true?
Is this just as bad as some of the other breaks given by judges that we have talked about when it comes to guys going Brock Turner? Or is this not as bad? 576-7798.
Is this an okay justification in this case? So we have a University of Florida student who is set to graduate in May of next year. His name is Ian Mulaski, and he is accused of raping a fellow student. He's accused of kidnapping, I believe, is also in there, but of forcing her to a room, forcing her onto the bed, and raping a student. She reports it to police. He is arrested. And for this sex assault charge, in which you could just keep him behind bars until he posts bail, they agree. The judge says, I'm going to let him out on his own recognizance, despite him having $25,000 bail, because he is a high-achieving student. And the reason we're talking about this is because of the reason the judge gave for allowing this guy out. He is a double major. I don't know in what, but he's set to graduate in May. He needs time to work on that double major and to get ready for graduation. He's a senior. He does volunteer work, and also because he needed to be free to help his parents prepare for Hurricane Dorian. For those reasons, and I have no idea what his criminal history is, but that did not factor in here. The judge didn't say because he has no criminal history. Maybe he does. I have no idea. It was those reasons that the judge gave for letting him out on his own recognizance. And I'll ask the same question I asked before the break real quick.
Mm-hmm.
As you're trying to figure out where you stand on this, this is what we talked about in the Pennsylvania case of the judge that allowed a horrible rape case of a teenager to go forward in juvenile court because that guy came from a good family.
Yeah, those are always great.
Would you be okay then with a judge using a reason of he's a bad student, a low achieving student, not really doing anything? You know, he doesn't really have anything better to do. He's not volunteering. He's not working, not really doing anything for society. Would you have been okay with that being a reason for saying no in answer to your request? I'm not going to let him out
so this,
on his own recognizance.
You're giving the kid a break because he's got a good history. Is it just as fair to penalize somebody for having a bad history?
Correct. Is that an okay reason to factor in?
Kid's got maybe not a legal issue, but he doesn't do a lot of, you know, community service. He's got a 1.6 GPA.
Not working. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to support anybody.
So is that,
you know?
I don't know if a college student's history should influence, you know, something like that, unless it's a legal issue, in which case, yes, obviously.
I don't know that the fact that he's in college should figure into it. He raped a woman. He's accused.
He's
a woman.
He's a high achiever.
Right.
You know?
Instead of just treating him as a regular 22-year-old, regardless of what he's doing in school, yeah, this happened on campus, but otherwise he allegedly raped a woman.
576-7798. Was this an okay break for this judge to give this kid, or is this just wrong and another case or this happens? Let's go to Bill, who's first up on KMBZ. Hi, Bill.
Good afternoon, folks. How are you?
All right.
Hey, I just had, before I get into your answer here, I just had a chuckle at your news story there. The Cameron prison riot was not a sit-in riot. It was, those folks did $13 billion worth of damage to that prison. But it wasn't a sit-in riot as was described in the news story. It was pretty violent.
Okay, noted. Bring it back to this conversation, though, Bill.
I'm a father of a college-age student that's actually close to the age of the young girl that was allegedly sexually assaulted. And it's just wrong. I don't care if he was a student that was excelling or a student that was just getting by. Rape is rape. And what I'm curious to know is how the college is, what their stance is on this, because I know University of Missouri is one college that I'm close to that they've had problems with campus sexual assaults and have cracked down and changed their policies, zero tolerance on such actions, and as far as even suspension or expulsion from the university. I don't care. I'd just be curious to know what University of Florida's stance is on this, too. But as a father of a young girl, I know they should not have been released. You got to be held accountable for your actions, even if you're drinking. If you can't be accountable for your actions when you're drinking, don't drink.
Yeah. Here's where it's going to get tricky in terms of how the university treats him. He is a senior, graduates in May, and he's been charged, not convicted. You know, this has not played out in court yet. This could take a bit for this to play out in court. It usually does, right? So he's set to graduate in May. It's possible this won't be settled in court before he's due to graduate, or before he graduates, if he graduates on time. And I don't know if it's fair, and if anybody knows policies in universities, I don't know if it's fair for a university to punish him for something we don't, you know, hasn't been proven that he did mm-hmm. yet. I don't know if him being charged is enough of a reason for the university to punish him.
Well, let's talk to Jesse in Independence. Hey, Jesse.
Yes. First-time caller.
Hey, thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Enjoy the show. I'll try to talk really fast. I will say the largest problem is the prisons and jails are drawing up, and in the aspect there's too many people. And so the judge, based on the fact that he's not been convicted, the judge is looking at not necessarily whether he did it or not did it. He's really looking at as to whether he's going to make it back to court or not for the court hearings. Based on being a decent student, based on a strong family life plan and all of that stuff, that was the reason actually that he would release him. If the student was a horrible student and was about ready to be expelled, that could make a difference in the aspect that he would no longer have a home plan, no longer have a place for him to stay, and then would not be able to make it back to court.
Fair enough.
Huh. So because the kid's a good kid and probably has a ride to court, is that what is
has is, I'm going to say, to his point, has commitments that give him reasons to stay in Florida and that give him reasons to not take off. He's got a really good point.
Okay.
I mean, that now I don't know if a bad student is more likely to be blowing off class. I mean, they're still enrolled, you know, if the fact that they don't have family or have reasons to be there makes them more of a flight risk, but it's a really interesting point.
Jesse, thank you for making it, man. Ashley's in Kansas City. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. There is absolutely no justification for letting an alleged rapist out with no bond whatsoever. He can run. He can take off. If he has allegedly raped a woman, then there's no telling what this kid could do. And allowing him to attend school activities again and be on that campus where this allegedly happened is just irresponsible. That is why it is vital that we look at our judges and our local governments and our local elections and look at their records before we just automatically retain a judge. I do it every single time. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't.
Most people don't. Most people do not look at a judge's history before they vote to retain. You just check that yes box.
Yeah, that's it. You just yes or no. And the only time I've ever heard any commercial for judges' elections, which is rare. Like,
yeah.
You hear the president election, you hear the senators and the representatives for wherever. All I heard was one. It was for one of the counties. Might have been Johnson County. I don't even remember. Johnson County judges are liberal.
All of them.
All of them.
All the time.
Vote against all of them. And I'm like, I don't know.
Answer this question for me. Is convicting someone of murder liberal or conservative?
Depends.
Because that's what they do.
Depends, I guess.
If does giving a murderer, you know, 75 years versus 40 years, is that conservative or liberal?
Yes. 576-7798. Always good to hear from you, Ashley. Tino's in South Kansas City. What up, Tino?
Thank you for your call. I mean, this judge bringing up a lot of stuff that nothing has to do with the case. You do that allegedly to a woman, a young girl. You destroy her reputation. You destroy her life. The parents are mad. The school should be mad. And putting him back out there where there's more young ladies until May is irresponsible. And him being a good student, I don't care if he was straight A's. When you do that to a woman, destroy her reputation, and in campus, how is she going to go back to school without hanging over her? And this guy, to go sell, well, they just let him out because he was overachiever.
Yeah, but he's a high achiever, Tino.
Yeah, well, you can see by that what he did.
He's right.
For sure. Now, he could make bail or bond at some point and get out. The question I have is, how much jeopardy do you put his academic career in by keeping him behind bars. Probably a lot. If it takes him a little bit, you know, to be able to get out and he's missing class, you potentially derail his career. It's interesting that this judge is not being named, because the first thing we're going to do now, as soon as we know the name of this judge, and you could find this out. In fact, I'm a little frustrated. Ordinarily, media would name a judge in just about any case, especially in something like this. We could find that out. That's public information. The first thing we're all going to do now is to see if this judge went to the University of Florida, to see if relates at all. This is what we do now after Brock Turner. We now look to see if this judge would have something in common with the person that's accused.
All right. Give me 2 seconds to see if I can find.
I bet during the break we can look up court records in that county and find out who this judge is. It wouldn't be that difficult.
I wonder if we can find it.
But I'm frustrated. Yeah. I was looking at the Huffington Post version. Maybe local media named the judge. But I'm frustrated that they won't name this judge. Why protect the judge from any decision they made? Have confidence in your decision. Why should the media be protecting this judge? Because a judge is going to get, you know, is going to hear from people about
crushed.
This. So we'll look this up during the break.
576-7798. Right back to the phones. Let's go to Stephen and Lawrence. Hey, Stephen, thanks so much for calling. You're on KMBZ.
Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
The young boy, the boy in college who's been accused, he appears to have good standing in his community, for lack of a better phrase. Bail is there to ensure that a defendant shows for trial. It's not a punishment for having committed a crime. And his standing in the community is absolutely a determining factor on whether or not he is more likely than not to show up for trial.
Bail was set, though. We're not talking about whether bail was set. Bail was set at $25,000.
Okay. Well, again, his being held is a guarantee if he doesn't post bond. He can then be released on his own recognizance. But the point is he likely to show up for trial? And if the judge believes that he is, based upon whatever criteria the judge decides to use, then that's a legitimate decision by the judge. And the opposite would also be true. If this person does not have good standing in his community, and in the judge's opinion is not likely to show up for trial, then he can be held, either bail set higher or no bail at all.
And the question on the table is, does this guy's standing as a high-achieving student make him a low-flight risk?
Yes, I would think so. Or at least less of a flight risk than a person, because you asked the question, would it apply in the opposite direction? Yes, it would.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty fair. Stephen, thank you for your phone call, man. Appreciate it. I've done a lot of digging here, Jamie, and I think I have come up with the judge.
For sure, we've got it narrowed down to a couple.
One of the court records I've got here in front of me, I've got like the entire case file has 50 different things that I have found. But if you go to the general search index, Class A felony Judge Mosley, State of Florida versus Molesky Ian, I think this is who he is. His name, let me hit enter one time. His name is the Honorable Mark Mosley, is who he is. I believe this is the guy that's allowing this.
And we can't do it while we're on the air, but we could look and see more about him. We're also learning more about Ian Molesky. He is a senior studying business administration and economics. This guy posts a lot on Facebook, obviously. He's 21-year-old senior, excuse me. Set to graduate in May of 2020 with a double major in business administration and economics. I don't need to know how many hours he's got to do. I don't care about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
He was fitted with a GPS monitor before his release, so they'll know where he is.
It's not as egregious as some of the other stuff we have talked about, and I'm not by any stretch. What this guy did, and reading some of the more disgusting details of what he attempted to do. Shout out to this woman for fighting him off, by the way.
Yeah.
Her name is Kiana, by the way. Found her name.
She's posted on Facebook about what happened.
Okay, she has. Kiana Newt.
So she has publicized herself.
Okay. Shout out to that girl for fighting this dude off.
Yeah.
Because...
And for calling police. Mm-hmm. You know, she did exactly what we want you to do in that case, which was report it right away. you know, didn't let him get away with it. Police investigated it. So, and again, I think the question of how the university should treat him is really interesting. That, and I don't know what university policies are at other schools, but I, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And so he has not been convicted yet, but it's possible he will be convicted, but it will come after his graduation, in which case the university can't do anything to him. I don't know if that's right or not.
When you, you said one of the reasons, too, that the judge let him off is so he could help his family with Hurricane Dorian.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know where he's from. I don't know his hometown. Everywhere in Florida was allegedly going to be blasted by Hurricane Dorian.
It was a couple of counties that I don't have in front of me now, but yeah.
I don't know if that even matters to me if I'm a judge. Like, your mom and your...
he's busy.
Right.
He's got stuff to do.
Like, I'll buy the... let him get to his, like, would that fly if you're like, well, there could be a storm hitting my home in Overland Park. I need to go make sure my windows are shut.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lame excuse to me.
Yeah, I have to go help mom and dad get ready for the hurricane.
Now, unless mom and dad are both disabled in some way, then I'll eat my shoe and say I'm sorry. But mom and dad can take care of themselves, all right? Mom and dad can figure out how to handle Hurricane Dorian that we talked about like for 3 weeks as it slowly approached.
Yeah.
They can get themselves the heck out of wherever they live in Florida.
Yeah, and maybe things are different in Florida, you know, because of the threat of hurricanes all the time. Maybe they just treat those differently. But yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't know how I love that. And I don't like that at no point did I don't know his criminal history or lack thereof. And that is something that I would want figured into. A decision like this, and the judge didn't bring it up, which says to me probably there's no criminal history, but he didn't use that as an argument one way or the other.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.